March is Women's History Month, and this morning we're going to focus on women in Scripture. What do the stories of women in Scripture teach us about our God, discipleship, and ministry? B.J. Gupta is a professor of New Testament at Northern Seminary. He has written several books, including A Beginner's Guide to New Testament Studies, Paul and the Language of Faith, and this new release we focus on this morning, Tell Her Story, How Women Led, Taught, and Ministered in the Early Church. And good morning, EJ.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Yeah, thanks for joining us, brother. Appreciate that. So what kind of led you to write about the women leaders of the Bible?
Yeah, you know, as a teenager, I started going to church, and I heard lots of stories about the male disciples and King David and obviously Jesus. And as I became a seminary professor, I have a PhD, and I'm reading throughout the Bible and the New Testament, and I come across all these women. Many of them we don't even know are women's names, like Tryphena and Tryphosa, Euodia, Syntyche, and realizing these are really important people that show us deep faith, courage, and participation in ministry that builds up the church. And so I just felt like I was encouraged by these stories, and I wanted to bring that encouragement to others.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the scholarship and the research, EJ, of how you learn more about these figures in the New Testament.
Yeah, a lot of it is better understanding the world they lived in and understanding some of the cultural dynamics, some of the historical dynamics. So just to take one example, there's a woman named Junia that Paul mentions in Romans 16. And one of the things we learn about her is that she spent time in prison because of her participation in the gospel. And something I learned in my research is women aren't normally in prisons. There are very, very, very few women in prison. So she was risking a lot to be there. Understanding the historical context really opens that up for us.
Mm-hmm. So, EJ, what's one thing that surprised you, maybe, while you were doing the research on this that maybe you weren't expecting to learn when doing the research?
Yeah, you know, I've grown up as a Protestant, and, you know, when it comes to Mary, the mother of Jesus, you know, I think of young Mary giving birth to Jesus, which is a wonderful, important thing. But one thing I learned was she's been there from the beginning to the end.
Mm-hmm.
So she's there at the birth, obviously. She's there throughout Jesus' ministry. She's there at the end, at the tomb, at the cross. And then in the book of Acts, early in the book of Acts, Luke places her right there at Pentecost. I hadn't noticed that before until I saw some art that placed her in the middle between six disciples as a way of saying she's been there as a constant. She would have been an amazing resource for the early church.
Yeah.
Wow, that's exciting. So when we approach the Bible, EJ, we're kind of influenced by our past and maybe the sermons we've heard, the church we grew up in, our approach maybe to Scripture. So as you read through some of these stories, what are we missing sometimes when we look at the women of Scripture?
One thing I encourage in my students is to think beyond just the Bible as a bunch of words on a page and imagine a whole world. So I even have my students try to imagine what would it seem like to sit in prison in that time, and what would Junia have experienced, or Mary as she's traveling with Jesus, or Euodia and Syntyche, who are two women leaders in Philippi, what would their lives have been like? So I would encourage people as they read the Bible to just sit there, close their eyes, try to actually imagine it, and you start to see these women, and you start to put together that they're part of communities that are doing amazing things.
Yeah. So one thing that I was curious about is how would you tell a student and people listening today to help make Scripture, or especially the ladies of the New Testament, come more alive to them so that they can know, experience it, and make it more, you know, than just reading words on a page?
You know, actually, there are a lot of great TV shows and films that portray the life of Jesus and his disciples.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been watching The Chosen. There are lots of other ones out there. And I just really appreciate that Mary, the mother of Jesus, Mary Magdalene, they're there at the table. You can actually say, oh, my gosh, I used to think Jesus was, you know, getting a dinner reservation for 13 people, right? Jesus
right.
Had 12 disciples. And here are some other folks that are there. And that actually corresponds with the Gospel of Luke, where he talks about women who are traveling with Jesus. It's very realistic. So I would say watch some of these great movies and films that are historically and biblically faithful, and that can expand your imagination.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nijay, what can we as women in ministry today learn from these women in the Old Testament?
They were often putting themselves at risk culturally, being rejected by their families. You know, women were in the ancient world safe within their homes. It was kind of a protected space. They were safe within their families. And we find women venturing out like Phoebe. You know, the best and most up-to-date biblical scholarship says Phoebe was sent by Paul in Corinth to Rome with Paul's letter to the Romans. She's taking this massive 16-chapter letter to the Romans that's going to change all of history. And she's venturing outside of her house. She's traveling far away. And some of the Romans aren't going to like what Paul has to say because he offers some challenging teaching. So I would say we're learning to step out of our comfort zone from these women. Many of them are stepping out of their comfort zone for the sake of the gospel, and that is a great encouragement.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know that we're talking with Dr. Nijay Gupta, by the way, about the great book is called How Women Led, Taught, and Ministered in the Early Church. So talk to the single women today here, Nijay, that are trying to, you know, maybe raising kids on their own, or they've had to raise kids on their own. Now the kids are out of the house, but they're still single. And they're trying to be, you know, a strong Christian woman in today's society. Talk to her a little bit this morning. Encourage her a little bit, if you would.
Well, you know what's amazing is that we actually have a lot of what we think of as single or widowed women leaders in the Bible. Deborah's a great example. Deborah's a judge from the Old Testament. She was a kind of Supreme Court leader. She's a spiritual leader. She's an executive leader. And she's married, she's called the wife of Lapidoth, but we never hear about or from Lapidoth, so I'm guessing that she's a widow. And she is showing independent resilience. She's listening to God. It says she's a prophet, and she's stepping out in faith. The Bible spotlights a lot of single women. We think of people like Tryphena and Tryphosa, Euodia and Syntyche, and others. Mary, the mother of Jesus, is a great example. Joseph was there, and then he wasn't. He probably died. And she has to do this on her own. She has support from her family. She has support from friends. And that's what we want to tell people today.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah,
Nijay, from your study, is there something we might be getting wrong when we consider the role of women in ministry?
Yeah, I think we get wrong when we say, the primary place that women should be is in the home with the kids. I think a family needs to be taken care of. I think a child is best having a mother and father to take care of them. But women are out doing what I call front lines ministry, like mm-hmm. Junia, going to prison for the sake of the gospel, like Priscilla and Aquila, who are moving from city to city planting churches. They are bucking some of the trends of society of their time, perhaps our time today. And we need to know they're just following wherever the Spirit leads.
Yeah, definitely. Well, this is a great resource, and we hope that you'll pick it up. It is called Tell Her Story, How Women Led, Taught, and Ministered in the Early Church. And the author is Dr. Nijay Gupta, and our guest this morning. Thank you, brother, for joining us.
My pleasure.